contractors picked up bill for botched road markings. Contractors agreed to pick up the bill after getting road markings wrong at an A34 junction. Oxfordshire County Council's highways contractor, M Group, agreed to fix and cover the cost of the mistakes at the Milton interchange near Didcot. Workmen painted the wrong road markings after a 57-hour closure last week to resurface its pothole-studded surface. New lane markings on the road surface caused confusion, with the far left lane going into Didcot incorrectly marked as being for the A34 southbound. A second Didcot lane was falsely marked as the lane for Wantage, actually in the opposite direction. Both the council and contractor had faced growing pressure to not burden the taxpayer with the cost to rectify the mistake. A county council spokesman confirmed the work would be paid for by the M Group, with the work completed last week. He said at the time, "Clearly an error was made and our focus was on putting this right as quickly as possible. Our contractor agreed to pay for all remediation costs associated with the issue." Ian Snowden, a Conservative councillor for Didcot, had strongly urged the council to stand firm in the negotiations to ensure that taxpayers were protected. He said before the remedial work, "Residents will be rightly frustrated that we are still dealing with the consequences of what has been a very costly and avoidable mistake at the interchange. At a time when household budgets are under immense pressure, the last thing local taxpayers should be worrying about is picking up a bill for errors that were not of their making. The principle here is straightforward. If the fault lies with the contractor, then the contractor should meet the full cost of putting it right. Accountability must mean something. Public funds are already stretched, and they should not be used, and they should be used to protect and improve services for residents, not to rectify avoidable mistakes." He said transparency is crucial and that local people deserve to know how the mistake happened, what safeguards failed, and what assurances were now in place to prevent a repeat. "Most importantly, they deserve confidence that they will not be left footing this bill," the councillor added. Motorists were left bemused by the error. One driver who asked not to be named said, "Who actually signed off these incorrect road markings at such a busy intersection?" The work included curb and drainage maintenance, ironwork adjustments, resurfacing of the existing carriageway and reinstatement of all the road markings and lines. And it's accompanied by a picture of the junction with the incorrect road markings on the Milton interchange.